the year Tav Resh Nun Chet, the second portion, the second paragraph of Shnat Tav Resh Nun Chet, left side of page 148, about the Akeda. Parsha HaAkeda, Parsha of the Akeda begins, Vehi Achar Hadvarim Ha'eva. Elikim Nisa Es Avraham. Now, what does it mean when it says that this all happened, that the Akeda takes place after this, after these things? Achar Hadvarim Ha'eva. The Parsha immediately before is the Parsha of the Krishas Bris, the covenant that Avraham made with Avimelech. And obviously, Chazal questioned why Avraham forged that bris, that covenant with Avimelech. And it is this question, and it is because of that bris, the Sfas explains, that the Akeda comes to address a particular issue. But it's not only the issue of Avimelech. It's the entire midah of Avraham Avinu, Chesed, and how it needs to be perfected, and that it's perfected through the Akeda, as we'll see. Kihine, in the third line of this piece. Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom Hoya Ish Chesed. That's the role Avraham plays, bringing Chesed into the world, as a Kodesh Baruch who created a world for the sake of good, for the sake of Chesed. And Avraham Avinu comes to know Hashem and teach Hashem through the looking glass of Chesed. The Himshech HaChasadim L'chol Ha'olam. He's bringing Chesed about, not just that others should do Chesed. Himshech means he draws Chesed into the world, that Hashem is going to continue the Chasadim of each and every day because of Avraham Avinu. V'rotzu l'karev kol abruim. Avraham Avinu wants to bring all of Am Yisrael, even more so, all of mankind, Av Hamayim Goyim, into this great effort of Hashem, of Hatova, to bring good, to bring about Chesed. Aval, but Hiskel l'hispashet ha-chesed, this Chesed began to spread. Yoyser midai, more than the measure that's best for Chesed to spread. Lochem, therefore, acha shekaras brisim avimelech, when Chesed goes so far as to have kindness expressed with a covenant that is so good to and good for not only Avraham, but for Avimelech, Halakim Nisa. Now, this is not without precedent. You have very famously Tanud Bei Eliyahu, Perek Zion, one of the great Midrashim, Tanud Bei Eliyahu, Perek Zion says that when the Krisus Bris of Avimelech took place, you have Malachi Hashareis came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, you choose Avraham, this one and only Avraham Avinu from all the 70 nations of the world, which means you trust in him. So shouldn't he trust in you? And he forges a bris with Avimelech. He's concerned for territorial issues, and he had Avraham's well. Remember, Avraham wants to establish this well at Beersheba. Belongs to me and to mine. And Avimelech agrees. You're getting Avraham Avinu, you're getting Avimelech's agreement to what parts of Eretz Yisrael should be yours or not. The Rashbam says that on the very beginning of this story of the Akeda, the Rashbam says that the painfulness of thinking he's going to lose his son Yitzchak, that pain was punishment for him having done the bris with Avimelech.
Wouldn't Avimelech want to make sure that Avraham exhorted his strength and power?
He came to him and said, make a shvua. And Avraham Avinu could have said some kind of an assurance that I'll do you no harm. But Avraham takes it a step further and establishes the bris.
He thought
the shvua is a bris. So, bris b'ver shama, the Torah says. Now, bris means it's something very powerful and it's something very firm and binding, which actually became, and Klal Yisrael had to deal with it when they took back the land of Plishtim from those who ended up living there later. So there's criticism, so to speak, certainly not in Tanud Bei Eliyahu as much as in the Rashbam, of what Avraham Avinu did. So when Hashem brings about this anguish of thinking, I have to sacrifice my son, it's punishment because he had said, oh, you Avimelech, yes, you have your rights. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that Israel, including Eretz Plishtim, to Avraham Avinu and to Avraham's descendants, who are you, Avraham, to say, oh, we won't encroach upon your territory? You should just say, meanwhile, you're living there, but whatever it is that the good Lord wishes. I mean, Avraham Avinu said more than that. Avraham Avinu said, we will leave you be. So that's, in the Sfasemis' language, that means that there's a hispashtus achetet. Just to complete what the Tanna Beis Eliyahu said, the Medrash Tanna Beis Eliyahu says that the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have this Avraham Avinu who should trust in you and not feel he needs to have a covenant with an Ovid Kechavim Umazalais in order to feel safe. Something we should learn quite a bit about. All of us, at all times, you didn't have to know. And we should know it from the other side. That is that you can have the bris, you can have all the agreements and covenants that you wish, and in the end they come to add up to very, very little. Yeah?
I think I saw a reason why he made the bris from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He said that where Ishmael was in their midbar, and he wanted to, because Abimelech was in charge of the midbar, was in Aaron's area, he thought he didn't make an arrangement with the man of her.
I'm looking at his Sfasemis, and what we're looking at is therefore a sense of how the priest is with Abimelech because of the goodness of Avraham Avinu. I understand what you're saying is that it has to do with other senses of or of questions of the future, but. While the Tanna Beis Eliyahu also says it's about the future and a sense of security, and again, to complete what the Tanna Beis Eliyahu is all about, the Malachim say to him, shouldn't Avraham Avinu trust in you and not need to feel comfortable or secure because of a bris with Avimelech? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to see trust? I'll tell him to sacrifice his son. Is that trust enough? And if he does, that will prove, in the words of the Medrash, that'll prove that what he did with Avimelech was mipnei derech shalom, not because of insecurity, not because he wants to seek security and assurances of safety for him or his children or descendants. Halila, he did it out of goodness. Mipnei derech shalom. That's the words of the Tanna Beis Eliyahu. Mipnei derech shalom, and that's why it was the nisayon to prove to the Malach, to prove that it's just overwhelming goodness and chesed of Avraham Avinu. But he has full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's some of the Be'eliyah. So the Tzadzemen, that this Ve'elokim Nisa Es Avraham was a process of taking chesed and giving it a certain quality. I'm going to say things that have to be said very carefully, because the Tzadzemen doesn't say boundaries to chesed, limit to chesed. It doesn't even say to qualify chesed. So it behooves us to be very careful with this idea, because chesed is so great and important. But he does say that it began to be a good thing, yoser midai, spread more than sufficiently. V'chein, achar shekaras brit Avimelech v'elokim nisa. The isa, let's see further. The isa, we turn the page. The isa, midas hachesed hu. What is midas hachesed? It means if I have good, spread the good. What the expression in English is, spread the wealth, meaning his pastures. Umidas hagvura, but the riga of gvura is laharim l'sher rusha. To limit something and say, this is only to be as Hashem wishes it to be. In other words, it's kind of pulling anything and everything back to the source and making sure that everything is in fidelity and is correct with its alignment and the direction that Hashem wants it to go. So when you take chesed and combine it with this gevura, which is the midah of Yitzchak, what you now have is chesed that has direction because you're careful with your chesed. Carefulness of chesed, meaning that, what's the sheirish of chesed? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sheirish of all the midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who says the world will be a world of chesed. To the extent that you make sure that that chesed is aligned correctly and directed correctly, you are applying gvura so that the chesed is correct. Because that's what it is. Bringing something to its sheirish means It's exactly as Hashem wants it to be. Not more, not less. Not lower, not higher. Not to the left, not to the right. That's Guru. Like the Zera Kaddish says, now he quotes the Zera Kaddish, but just briefly with a few words. Snufas Zahav and Vahemis Halavi. Let's speak out what the Zera is talking about. Note, in the Torah, you have the expression Zahav HaTnufa, that the donations to the Mishkan were of gold, and you call it Zahav HaTnufa. Why isn't there an expression Kesef HaTnufa? I mean, silver was also donated, also cost a pretty penny, but the Zahav is called Zahav HaTnufa. Silver has to be pure. The silver that was used was very pure. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the idea of Tnufa is specifically related to Zahav. What color is Zahav? It has a bit of red to it. What does that represent? Midas Hadin. The Zahav HaTnufa means that we take Midas Hadin and we direct it and use it so perfectly and correctly, because Din is strict judgment, is Gvura, and it needs to be carefully aligned with where Hashem wants Din to be applied. And the same with Vehenif HaLevim, that the Tanufas HaLevim, when they were literally lifted up by Aaron HaKohen, as they were becoming dedicated to become servants in the Mishkan, the Zohar says that's because the Levim, like Shevet Levi, like their father Levi, had the Midah of Gvura. The Levim are the ones who took revenge against those who? Chetaregel. And before that with Shimon, in the city of Shem. So we see that that Midah has to be directed and is, by its nature, something that is aligned with and needs to be carefully aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidelines. The Khan here, Ha'elikim Nisa V'Heirim Es Avraham, Hashem Nisa, meaning to test. You know what Shoshana is doing? Nisa V'Heirim. What's he doing? He's saying that Nisa means he lifted him up. Nisa means to lift up. Like we say on Rosh Hashanah, where's the pasuk in Yeshayahu? Kol yosh ve'seva v'sheich ne'aretz kinsoi neit harim tiru u'chizkaya shayvar ishmo. There's a city not far, a village, a beautiful place not far from here. It's called Neis Harim. It doesn't mean miracle. It means something that you can see from afar, something high up. It means something high and proud. What?
It's a banner.
A banner, exactly. Right? The son Neis, the Kabeis Goliath thing. Exactly. So when it says, V'olikim Niso, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting him up, meaning direct all of your efforts carefully. La'atzor roiv ha'chesed u'la'akvoy demitas adim. Not, let's be careful, not to limit your chesed so much as to delineate and give it
channels
that are defined by the midah of din. Because what happens if there's no direction, which is, I need to do this only as Hashem wants it. If I don't have that in mind as I do my various chesedim, what I end up doing? Missing the boat, someone says here, destroying the world. I mean, we know we have Nebuch, you know, people who are well-intentioned and people who are leading temples and religious foundations that call themselves, you know, temples, and they're into saving Tikkun Ha'olam. They're going to save. You know, the Nebuch, who are they? What are they saving? And at whose expense? We used to lament this and joke about it when it was, you know, they're saving the life and the ecology of the world and the climate control. And now they're busy saving our enemies. They're pushed. There are Yidden who are clamoring and leading efforts to save the murderers of Jews, to save the Ratzchim of fellow Yidden. So Chazal warned us very emphatically, when you go to Muhammad against your of course I'm going against my enemy. Who else do I go to war against? It's not my enemy. No, remember it's your enemy, because if you don't, if you have Rachmanus on your Oyev, you're an Achzor. It's barbarism, Chalila, to have misplaced pity, misplaced empathy for the suffering of your enemy. You can't do that. But it's being done. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, we have a great, great and important task. We have to give rise to Am Yisrael. Chesed comes first, And how do we, again, I don't want to say temper the chesed, but how do we channel it correctly? How do we know? How do we set up the structure that chesed only as Hashem knows, only as Hashem requires, only as Hashem really wants it? You need to have a measure of gvura so that you're careful with that chesed. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Bringing together the midos to bring out, and he's going to say, what is it when you finally get chesed just right, because it's being channeled correctly, and gvura will have it channeled, what do you end up with? Glory. Perfection. You end up with Yaakov Avinu. Tiferes.
So why do we say that's, no, that's the answer, because Hashem is, you came up here.
Yes, of course, of course. Of course, but all, but
But
100%. But to bring that to us, develop that very fine midah of chesed that's just perfectly channeled through the right emphasis of strict gvura is a fine, only Hashem does it perfectly, but ultimately Yaakov also is that emerging MS Yaakov. We'll see it now inside the way he explains it. Vizehu shekasuv v'medrish, Patskin Tzilim says, Nasato l'riyecha neis lehis neises mipnei koishet. You have given a neis, meaning, not a miracle, but a sign, a banner, something everybody will know about. The Akeda lehis neises, which lifts up Avraham Avinu. But it doesn't just mean, in the simple pshat, to make it well known, to celebrate his devotion, and even his self-sacrifice and the sacrifice of his son. No. Here now, the Sfasema says, neis lehis neises means, Lekashet, quoting from the Medrash, Lekashet midas hadin ba'olam. The Medrash says, Neis lehis neisis mipnei kishut tela. What's kishut? Kishut is adornment, jewelry that you wear to make yourself look beautiful. So the Medrash says, Lekashet midas hadin ba'olam. Doesn't just mean that the beauty of what's right should be known and seen and embraced by the world, right? The Medrash says, that way when the nations of the world say, why do you favor Jews? The answer is, look at what they're willing to do for me. Look at Abraham's sacrifice. Look at the sacrifice of all of Klal Yisrael through generations and generations and generations. The Perish Matnas Kahuna there in the Medrash says, the Kashet means to make something come true, to show the truth of it. When we say, hey, Brich Major on Yalma. Look at the words. We say the words Kshoit. Piraisa Kshoit, Nivi'ohi Kshoit, Mazgil Mev, Tavavon, Kshoit. What does Kshoit mean in Aramaic?
Truth.
Emes. So, the Matnas Kahuna explains that the Medrash means, Lehiskashet Midas Adin, meaning to make it so clear that everything Hashem does, and does with kindness to us, is Emes. The Kashet Midas Hadin Ba'ilam, says the Sfas Emes, He Sheirish Midas Yaakov. This is all in an effort to bring out that which is the founding trait of Yaakov in Klal Yisrael. Sitten Emes the Yaakov. That's how you arrive at Emes. Because otherwise Chesed may not be Chesed, as we mentioned before. It might be very, very incorrect. Now, that's not to say that Avraham Avinu had misdirected some chesed, but it was time to bring out emes. And that's the final nisayon of Avraham Avinu with an effort to cause that from what they'll do together, Yitzchak, with Gvurasa, chesed, the chazdoi, and by the way, that's why it says twice, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdov. As they go to the Akedah, it says Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdov, meaning that the din of Yitzchak is with the chesed of Avram, and the chesed of Avram is with the din of Yitzchak. And from that emerges the emes, the Yaakov.
He loves chesed without gevurah. He's going to give his children.
Yes.
Give his daughters to the
honest. Yeah, yes. But it's also there, unfortunately, a problem that's rooted in the complete absence of morality, which he should have recognized. We can't give him that much credit as we would give in the door of Adam and Chava, where Chesed Yibana means that there has to be relationships between and within a family in order to build the world. In the case of Lot, we understand that he had known better and had allowed himself to become corrupted, completely morally corrupted. Titan Emes the Yaakov, the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Chesed Ve'emes, in the words of the Torah. Chesed Ve'emes together? Hagam Ki Chesed Hu Lefnim Mishur HaSadim. Chesed really means not just what's right, but even more so what's even more kind than would have to be done or have to be given. Im Kol Zeh, Hu Be'emes, L'misha Zorchav Be'emes L'HaChesed. There's still Chesed and Emes combined when Hashem does Chesed, because there's something in the recipient that deserves the Chesed. Now, how Hashem decides what deserves that Chesed from Hashem, who deserves that Chesed from Hashem, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how He decides. We don't know. But this is what, how Am Yisrael needs Chesed, how it's becoming part of us through Yaakov, and that is what we'll conclude with this next segment of this Fasembas. V'lochein, Kasha Netzav Avraham B'shlichus Yishmael. When Avraham is so sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, you're going to listen to Sarah, you're going to send Yishmael off, Heshev Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara. So in Pshat it means that your descendants for all time who are going to be my people will be from Yitzchak and B'Yitzchak Yaakov and not Esav. That's Pshat. Says the Chasemis Teirish, Midas HaChesed Shalacha Tzarich Od L'Hisbarer B'Yit. You see, B'Yitzchak doesn't just mean the children from Yitzchak, that Yaakov will become your descendant. B'Yitzchak, through the effect of Yitzchak's Gvura, Yikaru L'Chazara, you will end up succeeding, because that Midah of yours, that's Chesed, is going to have the right channeling. U'mizeh Yetze Yaakov Shehu HaChesed Ve'emes. That's correct Chesed with Emes. That's Emes Yaakov. That's the glorious outcome of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And it's all now happening at the Akedah. It's the Akedah that forges the combination of Avraham's Chesed and the Gvura of Yitzchak, so that they are just as they need to be, and what emerges is Emes Yaakov. V'lachem k'siv, let's just finish. When the Malach calls out to Yaakov, to Avraham Avinu, and halts all actions on the Akedah, Vayemer, V'yikre Elov Malach Hashem Ereshemayim Vayemer, Avraham, Avraham, and between them is a psik, that's a straight line, Avraham, Avraham, that's how it has to be read by the Balkare. Because, says the Medrash, says the Zohar Kaddish, there's Avraham Kadma, there's the earlier Avraham, and then there's the latter Avraham. Avraham Kadma Loi Shlim. The first Avraham is not complete. Basra Shlim. But now with the Akedah, the second Avraham, post-Akedah, is complete. Ki ha-chesed nisvarer v'nisameis. Because the chesed has been refined. The chesed has been refined and made to be completely true and correct. And that's again, based on the Medrash, he says, it says in the Medrash, Vayar HaMakom Me'Rachov, that as he's going to the Akedah, Vayar HaMakom Me'Rachov, and the Medrash, for some reason, says, you know what HaMakom means? HaMakom is Yaakov Avinu, as it says, Vayifka B'Makom Vayolin Shah. Yeah, that's the Pshat in the Medrash. Shkol HaKedah Hoya Levarer Midas Yaakov. That's what the whole point of it was, that there should be a Yaakov emerging from this all. Mipnei Kaishet Sela, because that's Emes that has to come out of this all. The true Chesed, not a Chesed without the right channeling, but the true Chesed, the right Chesed, and that's what the accomplishment of the Akedah is all about. Okay, not an easy piece. Thank you for bearing with me. Good job.